Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
Now, Limerick Senator James Heffernan is with me in the studio. We want to touch on a couple of issues with you. But first of all, this search for a new office in Leinster House. Your former Labour colleague, you left the Labour Parliamentary Party, John Gilroy. Did he kick you out?
it's just brought to the fore, you know, what I've been kind of dealing with for the last number of years in work. It wasn't very pleasant to go back and see, you know, some very personal items packed away in, as he said himself. He very carefully went through them. So, like, there was stuff in there that would be, you know, for my eyes only, and I wouldn't like anyone to be going through my stuff. So, unfortunately, he decided to pack up my stuff. I think the behaviour really is unbecoming and unfitting behaviour for a member of the Oireachtas. I think it's a terrible example to set. And I think as members of the Oireachtas, we have to always set good example. It's our position of as in a position of leadership.
Now, you had your reasons for leaving the Labour Parliamentary Party, and John Gilroy's view is that even though you were on the Labour corridor, as it's described up there, we're not going to get too technical about this, he was happy to have you in the office. He said he thought you would end up coming back into the Labour fold, and then you voted against the Water Services Bill, and he felt that was the final straw. He came under pressure from others within the Labour Party. You came back after Christmas, and he had decided, I'm not sharing an office with this guy anymore, and left your stuff out in the corridor.
Well, if he was happy to have me in the office, I don't know, it certainly wasn't the impression I was getting.
You mean throughout the time?
Yeah, throughout the time. And I suppose it came to a head over the Water Services Bill. I pointed out some facts and figures to the minister at that time that I felt that didn't add up with Irish Water, and it was a complete mess. And I made that point very clearly that I could not support that at the time. And look, we all have political differences, and I respect everybody's right to their own political opinions. But, you know, you don't treat someone like that because they disagree with you. It's ridiculous.
Does it mean, or would this have been the case anyway, that you won't be going back into Labour?
Look, I resigned the Labour Party whip. I wasn't thrown out of the Labour Party. I resigned before I had to vote against budget cuts that we said we wouldn't implement. So I went along with promises that were made at a general election to the people, and I'm being punished for that. I think it's obscene, to be honest with you. And to see a member of the Oireachtas endorsing bullying by favouring a tweet that's really, I think, that says more about John Gilroy than it does about me.
Yeah, no, he would deny that, of course. He'd be very strong to say he wasn't engaged in bullying, that this was a political issue. And can you tell me then, I mean, you're a member of the Oireachtas, you're Limerick's only senator. What, are you going to stroll around the halls of Leinster House desperately searching for somewhere to put your stuff?
No, Joe, look, I've raised the issue with the relevant authorities. It's in their hands, and I intend to stay put where I am. And if Sean Gilroy wants to find another office, he's welcome to.
So have you moved your stuff back into that office?
Well, my stuff is still there.
In the corridor? Or
no, it's in my office.
In the office.
You know, and it's. I suppose my desk is looking tidier than it ever was.
But you still intend to go in and out of there?
Yeah, I'm not going to be intimidated by no one.